Good Monday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday morning so that we can share just a few minutes together to start off the new week. Today, we're in Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 21. Paul warns the Philippians to be on guard against those who do evil things and about putting their trust in external ceremonies. He describes the journey of faith in terms of running toward a goal, and the chapter concludes with Paul expressing his eagerness in waiting for Jesus Christ to come from heaven. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is encouragement. How can we encourage those around us? So let's begin reading Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. In conclusion, my friends, be joyful in your union with the Lord. I don't mind repeating what I have written before, and you will be safer if I do. Watch out for those who do evil things, those dogs, those who insist on cutting the body. It is we, not they, who have received the true circumcision. For we worship God by means of His Spirit and rejoice in our life in union with Christ Jesus. We do not put any trust in external ceremonies. I could, of course, put my trust in such things. If any of you think that you can trust in external ceremonies, I have even more reason to feel that way. I was circumcised when I was a week old. I'm an Israelite from birth, of the tribe of Benjamin, a pure-blooded Hebrew. And as far as keeping the Jewish law is concerned, I was a Pharisee, and I was also so zealous that I persecuted the church. As far as a person can be righteous by obeying the commands of the law, I was without fault. But all those things that I might count as profit, I now reckon as loss for Christ's sake. And not only those things, I reckon everything as complete loss for the sake of what is so much more valuable, the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord. For His sake I have thrown everything away. I consider it all as mere garbage so that I may gain Christ and be completely united with Him. I no longer have a righteousness of my own, the kind that is gained by obeying the law. I now have the righteousness that is given through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is based on faith. All I want to know is Christ and to experience the power of His resurrection, to share His sufferings and become like Him in His death, in the hope that I myself will be raised from death to life. I do not claim to have already succeeded or have already become perfect. I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won me to Himself. Of course, my friends, I really do not think that I have already won it. The one thing I do, however, is to forget that which is behind me and to do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight toward the goal in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above. All of us who are spiritually mature should have the same attitude. But if some of you have a different attitude, God will make it clear to you. However that may be, let us go forward according to the same rules we have followed until now. Keep on imitating me, my friends. Pay attention to those who follow the right example which we have set for you. I have told you about this many times before, and I now repeat it with tears. There are many whose lives make them enemies of Christ's death on the cross. They are going to end up in hell because their God is their bodily desires. They are proud of what they should be ashamed of, and they think only of the things that belong to this world. We, however, are citizens of heaven, and we eagerly wait for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven. He will change our weak, mortal bodies and make them like his own glorious body, using that power by which he is able to bring all things under his rule. And today's key verse is Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, where Paul writes, I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won me to himself. Now, it's interesting, beloved, that Paul never really considers himself to attain all that life in Christ God would have him experience. He continually strives to put the flesh aside and to seek the spiritual part of God and to know that there is no good thing that he can do through the fulfillment of a group of laws, like in the Jewish law, that will win him any more favor with God. Beloved, if you have Jesus in your heart, you already have everything that God can give you. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, knowledge of you as my Lord is priceless and beyond measure. May I be completely united with you, and I pray that you will grant me the righteousness that is given through faith in you. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 23, and the Apostle Paul gives final instructions to the Philippians. Until we meet again, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.